Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for the invitation to be here.
感谢你们邀请让我来到这个地方。
I was here on the very first service that UCBC had.
在 UCBC 开始第一次的敬拜的时候，当时 Rob 就曾经来到过大家中间。
我也来了。I was able to be in the picture that you took outside.
你们在外面照那个照片里面照的那张照片上，当时也有 Rob。
And at that time, you also met in the other building.
那个时候你们还在另外那个旧的房子里面敬拜那头。
But you have grown in numbers, and we give thanks to God for that.
那我感谢神，因为你们现在人数好像已经增长了，所以现在搬到这边来了。
Thank you again for the opportunity to be here.
感谢你们，也感谢你们来到这个地方，一起来敬拜。
Thank you to David for his translation.
感谢 David， 感谢他的翻译。
I said to David that all of your English is much better than my Mandarin.
Rob, 我跟 David 说了，你们所有人的英语都比我的中文要好。
David asked me if I knew any Mandarin, and I said no.
我刚才问他，我说你认不认识一点会不会一点中文？他说 no， 一点都不会。
During one of the songs, I thought perhaps I should get a few words. I should have you teach me a few words. Uh-huh.
他听歌的时候他说看那个歌词想或许我们能够应该让别人来教他认识其中的几个词
Maybe after the message though
或许是讲到以后
Yeah. I'd like to begin by telling you a story
开始的时候他先给讲一个故事
A couple was getting ready for their wedding
有一对夫妇他们要准备要结婚了
And they asked a baker to put a special words on their wedding cake
他们要求那个烤蛋糕那个师傅说，在烤蛋糕上加上了一个特殊的一行圣经的经文。
The words that they wanted were from the Bible, 1 John 4:18.
他们所希望的那段圣经是约翰一书第四章第十八节。
And that verse says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear."
说在爱里边没有惧怕，爱既完全。然后就不再惧怕。
Well, a mistake was had at the bakery.
然后他跟这个蛋糕师说的时候，这个蛋糕师误会了。
And instead of 1 John 4:18, they got John 4:18.
他们没有从约翰一书里面找这段经文，他们从约翰福音里面找的经文，四章十八节。
Which says.You have had 5 husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband.
然后他说，约翰福音第四章十八节说，你已经有过五个丈夫了，如今你和他一起生活那个还不是你丈夫。
Like the baker as a guest speaker, I am sometimes given a passage of scripture to preach from.
就和这个蛋糕师一样，有的时候有的教会邀请我来讲道的时候，会告诉我该讲哪段圣经。
And sometimes it is left up to me to choose.
有的时候也会让我自己来选择。
And I must admit that after something that happened to me a couple of years ago,
我必须要跟你们分享一件就是几年之前发生的一件事情。
I'm really thankful when I have the opportunity to choose the passage for myself.
因为几年前那个时候我开始有机会别人让我自己来选择里面的圣经。
I won't name the church that I was in.
我不要说那个教会是哪一个教会。
But their pastor told me they were doing a series of messages on a particular book and he gave me the passage to speak on.
他们告诉我他们的教会正在进行一个系列的讲道就是关于圣经里的某一卷书然后他告诉我应该讲哪一段。
The passage was Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verses 1 through 10.
然后他们给我的圣经是传道书第九章的一到十节。
Let me sum up that passage for you in one sentence.
他用一句话来总结一下那段圣经的意思。
Life is meaningless, and at the end of life, the same fate awaits us all, death.
生命是毫无意义的，在生命的终结，在结束的时候，我们都是共同的结局，一样的结局，结局就是死亡。
Not a real feel-good kind of a passage.
这段圣经不会让我们感觉到很舒服，是不是？
some of you who are much more profound thinkers than I would have probably pulled some great meaning from that particular passage.
或许你们中间有一些人，你们的思维更加的深邃，所以你们能够读那段圣经的话，能够得到更好的总结。
But as I pondered over that passage over and over again,
然后但是当我自己去看这段圣经，我反复的看的时候。
A common theme kept going through my mind that I used in that message that day.
有一个很重要的主题不断地在我脑中浮现，就是我要用的那圣经里面那个主题。
The theme was, thank God for the New Testament.
这个主题就是感谢神，因为我们有了新约，不是旧约，不是像旧约这个样。
Thank God for the opportunity that He has given us to know Him by His grace.Through the gift of His Son Jesus.
我们感谢神，因为靠着他的儿子耶稣基督，我们能够认识他的恩典，能够借着这个恩典去认识他。
Your leaders were kind enough to let me choose my own passage for today.
你们教会的领袖们很非常的 nice, 非常的 kind, 非常的友好，因为他让我自己来选择圣经。
And the text that I chose comes from the book of Hebrews that you just read.
我们读的圣经是来自于希伯来书的，我们刚刚读到的。
And whenever I read that particular chapter in Scripture,
每当我读这段圣经的时候
the thought that continually goes through my head is this.
我头脑里不断地出现的形象又是
Thank God for the Old Testament.
我们又感谢神，因为给我们了旧约。
Thank God for the stories of the faith of His people and how He used them.
我们感谢神他在旧约的里面的那些神的百姓们他们的故事他们的信心的故事这些故事如何的引导我们今天的人
Hebrews chapter 1 is a history lesson that highlights stories from the Old Testament
希伯来书十一章是有里面有很多旧约里面的历史的故事这些故事都取自于我们的旧约圣经
and it repeats to us that it was through faith that God used his people
然后我们看到这个故事我们就知道一件事情就是靠着信心神在信心里面使用他的百姓
A message that we can never be reminded of too often
然后这些信息就是这样的关于信心的信息我们是永远都听不够的信息
Verse 1 begins with a two-part definition of what faith is
在第十一章的第一节是关于信心的两个层面的这样一种定义
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for.
信就是所望之事的实底，所我们所盼望之事的那个根基。
And certain of what we do not see.
就是我们还没有看见事情的确据。
The first part, being sure of what we hope for, it demonstrates an unshakable confidence.
是我们所盼望之事的实底，这第一部分告诉我们里面所无法形容的那种信心。
Well, being certain of what we do not see seems to build on that unshakable confidence to a point of absolute certainty.
然后第二句是未见之事的确据，好像是基于我们对于所望之事的实底的那种信心，然后我们带着一种确信的心去看见我们还没有看见的事情。
Where a person not only believes, but they are also prepared or willing to act on those beliefs.
这些人不仅仅他们相信他们心中所相信的，更重要的是他们预备自己，愿意去活出，愿意去行出他们所相信的事情来。
Let me give you a story to try to help you understand what I mean.
我给你讲一个故事，这个故事可以帮助我们来了解这句话的意思。
There was a man by the name of Blondin who was a tightrope walker.
有一个人叫what's his name? Sorry,
Blondin.
Blondin. Blondin 这个人，他是一个什么？他是一个高空那种走钢丝的那种表演的。
You understand a tightrope walker?
你们知道走钢丝是什么吗
？This man was famous.
这个人是非常非常有名的一个这样的。
He stretched a tightrope across Niagara Falls.
他在尼亚加拉瀑布上拉了一根绳子。
You're familiar with Niagara Falls.
你们知道那个
So a very long distance and a very deep valley.
我们都知道那个瀑布非常的宽，并且底下也非常的高，非常的深。
And he held onto a bar.
他拿着一个棍子。
And he walked across.
他走在这个绳子上。
On a tightrope, right across Niagara Falls and back.
然后他走过了尼亚加拉瀑布，然后又走了回来。
And the people who were there on that particular day cheered and were yelled and thought it was wonderful.
然后很多的人那个时候去看这件事情，他们都去欢呼，去觉得这个事情太棒了，太厉害了。
And on that day, Blondin said to the people, "Do you believe that I could put a wheelbarrow? I should have asked you. a wheelbarrow onto the tightrope and pushed it across in front of me."
他说，在那一天，他说，你们相信我是不是里面，因为人们会看不见他，他是不是有一个小车这样轮子，他这样推着，他可以这样走过去呢，更容易一些呢？
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And the people cheered and said, "Yes, we would like to see you do that."
人们欢呼，他说，哦，他说，我们愿意看到你，就是愿意看他推这个车子走过这个。
So he put the wheelbarrow on the rope and he walked, pushed it across the one side and all the way back again.
然后他又推这个车子，然后走过了这个钢丝，然后又走了回来。
And the people were amazed.
然后这些人都很惊奇。
And then he said, "Do you think?" I could put a sack of potatoes.
他说，我这个车子上再加上一袋子土豆。
Into the wheelbarrow.
然后在这个车里边。
And push it across.
我还要把它推过去，再推回来。
And the people said, "Yes, we would love to see you do that."
人们就说啊，我们愿意看你做这件事情。
And so Blondin put a sack of potatoes into the wheelbarrow.
然后他又在里面放了一袋子土豆，然后。
And he walked it.
然后他。
All the way across.And all the way back.
他又走了一个来回。
And then he said to the people.
然后他接下来又对这些人说。
Do you think that I could put a person in the wheelbarrow?
你们觉得我可不可以在里面坐上一个人在这个车子里面坐着一个人。
And walk all the way across and walk all the way back.
然后再走一个来回。
And the people cheered and said, "Yes, we would love to see you do that."
又会惊奇地喊说啊，我们希望看到这件事情，我们相信。
And we understand that the Queen of England was visiting that day.
我们知道那天英国女王正在访问。
And so he turned to the Queen and he said, "Then get in."
然后他转身跟英国女王就在边上说，你坐到这个车子上，我你退过去。
She didn't get in.
然后英国女王没有上这个车子。Okay.
The story though says,
这个故事告诉我们
that one person was willing to get in to the wheelbarrow that day.
有一个人愿意上这个车子 someone wants to get in, right?
Yeah.
有一个人愿意坐到这个车子上。
And that person was Blondin's mother.
然后这个人是 Blondin, 就是一个杂技演员的他的妈妈。
And she got in and he walked her across the falls and brought her all the way back again safely.
然后这个老妈妈坐到车子里面让她的儿子推着她然后一路走过去然后一路就推回来。
I tell you this story,
我告诉你们这个故事
as a way of trying to help you understand these two parts of what faith is all about.
是因为这个故事告诉我们关于信心的两个方面的事情。
It's building on an unshakable confidence to a point where you're willing to act on those beliefs.
一个方面是我们心里面带着这种确信，我们带着这样信心相信。另外一个方面是我们愿意去行出我们的相信。
Blondin's mother was the only one who was willing to act on those beliefs that day.
在那一天 ，Blondin 的妈妈是唯一一个愿意行出真正的表用行动表达出对自己儿子的信任的那个人。
It's a strong definition, and it may leave you wondering whether you can live up to it.
然后这一个非常非常明确的这样一个定义，非常强烈的这样一个定义，然后告诉我们是不是真的愿意去行出这一切。
But you'll see as we carry on that faith is not dependent upon perfection.
然后，但是当我们不断的活出走在信心的这条道路上的时候，我们就发现信心并不能够成全自己。
You have heard these verses read once already from Hebrews chapter 11.
我们从希伯来书的第十一章里面已经听到过所读的这段圣经了。
I would like to read them for you again.
我愿意为你们再重新的读希伯来书十一章里面的这些信心英雄的故事。
And just have you take the time to think about these different people.
让您去思考这些人，这些完全不一样的人物。
and the faith that they exercise.
然后看他们所行事的信心到底是怎样。
David and I will do a few verses at a time each.
每次那个Rob 会读几节，然后呢他停顿的时候，我就会来翻译读这个中文。
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得到美好的证据。
By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
我们因着信就知道，诸世界是借神的话造成的。这样所看见的，并不是从显然之物出来。
By faith.Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks even though he is dead.
雅各因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
以挪因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他。因为神已经把他接去了，只是他被接去以先已经得了神喜悦他的名证。人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前本来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world.And became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
That verse always speaks to me.
这段圣经总是提醒我。
When it describes the fact that Abraham was willing to go by faith even though he did not know where he was going.
当我们去看亚伯拉罕他带着信心出行的时候，他甚至还不知道自己要去哪里。
We'll go down to verse 20.
Okay. 我们下一句接着从直接读到二十节。
By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future.
以撒因着信就指示将来的事给雅各、以扫祝福。
By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on top of his staff.
雅各因着信临死的时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福。
By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones.
约瑟因着信临终的时候提到以色列族将来要出埃及，并为自己的骸骨留下遗命。
By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了3个月，并不怕亡命。
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿。暂时享受最终之乐。
Verse 29.
By
faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned.
百姓因着信过红海如行于地，埃及人试着要过去，
By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days.
以色列人因着信围绕耶利哥城七日，城墙就塌了。
That was a true measure of faith as well.
这是信心的真正的表达。
To march around faithfully for 7 days with nothing happening on those first six.
他们带着信心绕着城走了七天，前六天走他们这种行军的时候，城墙什么事情都没发生，到七天城墙就塌了。
By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient.
妓女拉合因着信，曾和和平平地接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。
And what more shall I say?
我又何必再多说呢？
I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah.
若要一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶夫他。
And about David and Samuel and the prophets.
大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事。
Who through faith conquered kingdoms.
他们因着信制服了敌国。
Administered justice.
行了公义。
And gained what was promised.
得了应许。
Who shut the mouths of lions.
堵住了狮子口。
Quenched the fury of the flames.
灭了烈火的猛士。
And escaped the edge of the sword.
脱了刀剑的锋刃。
Whose weakness was turned to strength.
软弱变为刚强。
And who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies.
征战显出勇敢，打退了外邦的全军。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是主的话。
Now for some of you, these names that we have just read will be very familiar, and for some of you perhaps not.
你们中间有一些人可能对这里边的这些人的名字非常非常的熟悉，有的你可能觉得哎比较生。
If they are not, then I encourage you to go back to the Old Testament and to read about them in their whole story.
假如你不熟悉中间的有某个人的名字的话，我会鼓励你们回到旧约圣经里面去读这个人的故事。
Because if all that you know them is about what you read in this chapter, you may be left with the wrong idea.
因为你仅仅的读希伯来书十一章这里边的对这个人的描述的话，你可能会得到完全错误的印象。
From this, you may be led to believe that these were flawless, perfect people.
因为读十一章的时候，你感觉就是这些人或许是完美的、毫无缺点的、无瑕疵的这样的人。
Whose character and reputation were beyond anything that you could ever see yourself living up to.
他们的性情还有他们的名誉都是那么的美好，我们会觉得跟我们完遥不可及，跟我们不同人。
It's not true.
然而这不是真的。
These were far from perfect people.
然后你如果你读旧约里面读他们的原本的故事的话，你会知道他们远远不是完美的。
After the flood, Noah got drunk, passed out, and lay naked in his tent, exposing himself.
比如说里面的挪亚，在洪水过后，他喝醉了酒，然后光着身子在自己的帐篷里面在那撒酒疯。
Abraham told people that his wife was his sister because he was fearful that they would kill him for her.
亚伯拉罕当他出去的时候，他跟别人说他的妻子是他的妹妹，因为他怕别人贪恋他妻子的美色就要杀掉他。
Moses murdered a man.
然后摩西也曾经杀过人。
David was not only an adulterer, but he had the husband of the woman that he had the affair with murdered.
然后大卫他不仅仅犯了奸淫跟别人通奸，更重要的是跟他发生关系的这个女人，他还把这个女人的丈夫给杀掉了。
You get the picture.
然后你现在知道了这是一群什么样的人。
These were not perfect people.
他们绝对不是完美的。
If you only read this chapter as well, you might begin to think that you don't measure up.
假如你光读这段圣经，你看这些人的时候，你跟他们比较，会觉得哎，我比不上他们。
Or that you can't compare with these people when it comes to faith because actually you have doubts sometimes.
或者你觉得你自己没有办法跟这些人的信心相比，因为我们的信心常常是软弱的，我们会疑惑。
Does anyone here ever have doubts about their faith?
你们有谁有感觉就是疑惑过自己的信心吗？
Or about God?
或者疑惑神？
Or about how things might turn out?
然后你们疑惑自己的未来会怎么样？
I know sometimes we're afraid to put up our hands.
有的时候我们不敢举起手来，但是我们心里会。
I tell you today, I have doubts sometimes.
哦，今天我告诉你们，我也是这样，我常常疑惑。
My role is to be a regional minister for the Canadian Baptists of Western Canada.
我的角色是在加拿大经营会西区西的这个总的这个区域里面，然后作为负责的这种minister.
And I work with about 65 churches across British Columbia and the Yukon.
然后我在玉空省和毕师省的两个省有60多个教会，我来负责跟他们联系。
I do many things with those churches.
我为这些教会做很多的事情。
I try to be a help and a support.
然后我努力地去帮助并且去支持这些教会的运作。
And an encourager to pastors and church leaders.
然后去鼓励他们教会里面的牧师以及教会里面的领袖们。
One of the things I do for churches is to help them find pastors when they are looking for a pastor.
其中的一件事情就是我当这些教会要寻找牧师的时候，我的工作就是帮他们找到合适的牧师。
And anytime I do that, I hope by faith that they get the right person.
我每一次为他们找牧师的时候，我都希望在信心里面去盼望，靠着信心，他们能够找到合适的人来担任他们的牧师。
But sometimes I'm not always sure.
通常。 但是很多时候我不敢确定。
I help churches that are in conflict.
我曾经帮助一些教会，这个教会里面有内部的冲突。
And as I work through conflicts with them, I hope by faith that I will help them and not make things worse.
带着信心，在我帮助他们处理这些冲突的时候，我带着信心去盼望他们的冲突不会变得越演越烈，就帮助他们变好。
I help churches create vision or organization or structure for themselves.
我也帮助一些教会，帮助他们来明白自己的意向，然后帮助他们建立这样的架构去运作他们的使命。
And I hope by faith that I will help them to put together the things I will help to put them together will support and help their ministry for many years.
我带着信心去相信我为他们所做的，帮助他们做的事情，会在未来他们教会的事工上，然后未来的多年为他们提供这种支持。
A couple of years ago, I was going through a very challenging struggle in one of our ministries.
几年之前，我曾经我们教我们的一个事工里面，曾经遇到了很大的这种 struggle， 这种挣扎和问题，然后我曾经经历过这件事情。
It's our church camp called Keith's Camp.
我们有一个 camp， 就是一个 宿营的营地，夏令营的那种营地活动，叫 Keith's Camp.
I sit on the board of management for Keith's Camp.
我与那个 Keith's Camp 运作的委员会的那些成员坐在一起。
And in the middle of this difficult time, I sent an email to the other board members telling them how I was feeling about things.
然后在这个他们这种在难以抉择的情况下，我给他们发了一封email，给他们每一个成员发了一封email，告诉他们我里面的感觉。
I described myself as being like the father of the child that we read about in the story in Mark chapter 9.
在这个邮件里面，我把自己描述成在马可福音第9章里面的那位父亲。
This father comes to Jesus looking for help because his son is possessed by an evil spirit.
这个父亲，他的儿子是被鬼所附的，所以他来到耶稣的面前，祈求耶稣来帮助他。
This boy's life has been one of violent convulsions.
然后这个孩子的生命是非常非常惨，非常非常的充满这种暴力和非常不好的事情。
And foaming at the mouth.
然后他的
嘴吐白沫，是他嘴里面不停的吐着白沫，sorry。 The man says that even the demon inside his son tries to throw him into fire or water, attempting to kill him.
这个人对耶稣说，他的儿子里边的那个鬼，那个恶灵，会经常的把他儿子努力要把他扔到火里面去，然后火烧他或者怎么样，把他投入非常危险的境地里面去。
So he pleads to Jesus and he says, "Do something if you can."
所以他祈求耶稣，他说，你为我们做一点什么事情。
And Jesus replies,
耶稣的回答是。
What do you mean if I can?
他说，如果你问我，你如果你愿意，你为我儿子做点什么？你说，如果你愿意，这个问题是什么意思？
Anything is possible if a person believes.
他说，只要信，凡事都是可能的。
And the father immediately responds.
这个父亲立刻就回应耶稣。
I do believe.
他说，我相信。
Help me to overcome my unbelief.
然而，求你帮助我的不信。
I love the dad's honesty.
我喜欢他这个父亲所表达出的这种真诚。
He wants nothing more than to believe that his son will be healed.
他确确实实希望自己去相信自己的儿子能够被医治。
But at the same time, his human nature,
但是在同时他的人性他里面的性情里面
or perhaps the great deceiver,
或者是他生命里面那个欺派欺骗他的那种生命那种魔鬼。
He places that morsel of uncertainty in his mind and he leaves him unsure.
让他的心里面让他头脑里面有一种不确定的感觉然后他就说我不知道。
Based on what has happened at Keats over the past couple of years,
在过去多少年来在 Keats 那个 Keats Camp 那个 ministry 里面
I do believe that God will continue to provide and do great things through that ministry.
我相信神仍然会不断的供应这个 ministry, 供应他们然后去帮助他们。
And yet sometimes my practical business side leaves me wondering how we'll possibly make ends meet.
然后但是呢是我的那个从现实角度考虑从我的从经营的角度考虑那个时候往往常常让我会疑惑我说他们怎么能够让收支能够平衡起来。
I believe,
我相信
help me to overcome my unbelief.
但是求你帮助我因为我里面还有不信。
I think for all of us, this stems from the fact that things happen in our lives or to people around us that we don't want to have happen.
我相信我们每个人从我们的生命里面发生了很多的事情是不是我们的希望发生的。
Sometimes, even when we have asked that they not happen.
有的事情即使我们向神去祈求说这件事情求你不要让这件事情发生。
One month before my wedding,
在Rob的婚礼之前一个月前
The man who was to become my father-in-law
然后那个要即将成为我岳父的那个人
went out to do some fencing in one of his fields
然后来到在他的那个农田里面去做一些做个篱笆
but he didn't return for supper
但是他出去工作然后就没回来到晚饭的时间没回来
later that evening one of his sons found him
然后在晚上的时候他的一个儿子找到了他
He had died of a massive heart attack
他在那个地方的时候因为心脏病发作死了
I have a friend named Mike and his wife Kelly
我有个朋友他叫 Mike 他的太太叫 Kelly
Having just one month earlier returned from a year-long mission trip in Africa
然后即将在从 非洲他的朋友在非洲进行一年的宣教活动即将回来之前
They were driving home just outside of Calgary after going out to celebrate their third wedding anniversary.
然后他们回家，然后开着车就在卡尔加里的城外，准备去庆祝他们的结婚纪念日。
Their vehicle caught some loose gravel.
然后他的车一下子开到一些那种轻的那个石子路上。
And it rolled into the ditch.
然后就翻滚了，然后就滚到路边的沟里面去。
Mike walked away.
Mike 还好了 ，Mike 没有事情。
And Kelly was killed.
然后 Kelly 他的太太死了。
My friend Dave was 44 years old.
我的朋友 Dave 他是44岁。
He was very athletic.
他是非常好的一个运动员。
He was married, had a wife and two children, 13 and 10 years old.
然后他有个太太，然后还有两个孩子，一个13，一个10岁。
He was a phys ed teacher in high school.
他在那个高中里面是一个体育老师。
During spring break, he hadn't been feeling so well.
然后春天的时候 ，spring break 的时候，他感觉不是很舒服。
So he went to the doctor to get checked out.
然后他就到医生那里去进行体检。
That was in the month of March.
然后那是三月份的事。
He died in early July of that same year.
那同一年的六月份他就死了。
Just 4 months later from liver cancer.
然后只有。四个月，然后查出来他是有肝癌。
And at his request, I conducted his funeral.
然后他要求我给他进行葬礼。
One month before he died,
在他临死前的一个月
，I found myself sitting in his living room with he and his wife.
然后我和他还有他的太太一起坐在他们家的客厅里面
，praying for God to heal him.
然后祈求神来医治他。
and in that same conversation planning his funeral service.
然后同时我们祷告完了之后，我们就去计划这葬礼该怎么样举行。
These are a few of my stories. I know that many of you will have your own difficult stories.
这是我的几个故事，然后我相信你们很多的人也有自己比较艰难的故事。
Things happen that we don't want to have happen.
有很多的事情是我们不希望出现的，但是这个事情已经发生。
Even when we have asked that they don't happen.
即便我们向神祈求神不要发生这件事情，但是这件事情仍然发生。
Does that mean that we should not believe?
这是不是意味着我们不应该相信？
Does that mean that our faith is useless?
是不是这意味着我们的信心毫无用处？
Some people would say yes.
有的人会说是的。
I would say, take another read of Hebrews chapter 11.
然后我会鼓励你们在这种境地下你们再去读希伯来书第十一章
The examples of faithfulness in this chapter don't just have positive outcomes
然后这些我们是这个希伯来书十一章这个章节里面这些带着信心去追求的这些人他们的信心有的时候也不见得让他们有很好的处境
The author also describes faithful people who were tortured
就圣经里面也讲述了很多的人他们是带着信心然后他们的生命里面充满着苦难
and people who were mocked and killed by the sword and stoned to death
然后他们中间有的人被众人讥笑还有的人被杀还有的人被刀杀有的人还有被用石头打
things not really turning out as they had hoped I'm sure
然后这里边所描述的这些人很明显这个事情不是按照他们所盼望的结局而出现
The author included all these examples in order that this might become a letter of encouragement.
然后这个作者希伯来书的作者把这些人都放在这个章节里面，然后他希望这样的圣经来鼓励我们。
To Jewish Christians living in Palestine or in Rome who were facing persecution,
不论是那些犹太人基督徒，他们活在巴勒斯坦那些犹太基督徒，还是在罗马经面对迫害的那些基督徒。
Whose lives were being threatened and who were being challenged to abandon their newfound faith.
然后他们的生命受到威胁，然后他们不断的被别人威胁，要威胁他们，逼迫他们放弃自己的信仰。
Being Jewish, they would have known the names of the faithful of the Old Testament.
作为犹太人，他们看到这些名字，他们就知道这些信心英雄他们到底是谁。
They would have recognized them immediately.
他们看到这些名字，他们就立刻知道他们的故事。
And they would have been encouraged by them to persevere.
然后他们看到这些名字，他们也受到了鼓励，鼓励他们继续带着信心去面对前面的道路。
And for the past 1900 or more years,
这段圣经写作了，应该已经经过了1900多年的历史了。
People like you and like me have heard these words.
然后像你和我，我们这样的人，也不断的听到这些话。
And been encouraged to persevere in our faith.
然后鼓励我们去坚守我们的信心
to put our trust completely in God
我们完全的去信任我们的神
Thank God for the Old Testament
我们感谢神旧约里面的
and the examples of his faithful people
然后在旧约里面充满着这些带着信心的这种榜样
Thank God for the Old Testament
感谢神在旧约里面
For without it, our story would be incomplete.
因为没有旧约里面的这些英雄的话，我们的故事就不再完全。
The Old Testament points forward to the New Testament.
旧约里面的这些故事去指向我们的新约。
Where the law would no longer be written on stone tablets.
在新约里面，律法不再写在石头的板上，不再刻在石板上。
But rather on the hearts of the people.
而是写在我们的心上。
Where the Messiah would no longer just be an anticipated mystery.
在新约里面，那位弥赛亚不再是仅仅是我们所盼望的那位将要来的。
But rather be made clear in the person of Jesus Christ.
而是清清楚楚的展现向我们展现出他就是我们的耶稣基督。
And where the Spirit of God no longer just came upon particular people in certain situations.
神的灵不再像旧约里面一样仅仅的降临到某几个人的生命里面去
but rather became a gift given to all who have faith that Jesus is Lord
如今却成为了礼物 献送给我们每一个相信耶稣基督是主的人，圣灵都是给我们每个人的礼物。
We are a blessed people of faith.
我们是在信心里面被祝福的这群人。
It is by faith that we believe that God speaks to us through His Word.
然后靠着信心，我们相信神借着圣经上的话对我们讲话。
And it is by faith that we believe that Jesus willingly sacrificed Himself on the cross.
带着信心，我们去相信耶稣愿意为我们而死在十字架上，为我们牺牲。
In order to restore the broken relationship between God and His people.
然后因着他的牺牲，他更新了我们与神那种破碎的关系，修复了我们的关系。
It's a new year.
这是新年，我们新的一年开始。
We enter into 2012 with hope.
我们是带着信心进入了2012年。
As we enter into this year, may we be sure of what it is that we hope for.
然后在当我们进入这新的一年的时候，愿我们都明确知道我们所盼望的是什么。
May we be certain of what we do not see.
然后我们都能够带着确据相信我们还没有看见的事情。
And may we by faith,
愿我们带着信心
cling to the hope that God walks with each of us on each step of our journey.
然后在我们的生命经历里，紧紧地抓住神在我们生命中所放下的那个盼望。
May God bless you all.
愿神祝福我们每个人。
Amen.